This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Oh my God, I'm so ready.
And we're rolling.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday, May the 10th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Brent, Nikki. One of Nikki's last shows.
Not one
fucking
of her last
bitch
shows.
Is leaving us.
She's
don't
got
talk like that about her. That's
well,
not nice.
I'm in anger. I'm in the anger phase.
The anger.
I guess bargaining is next. Like what? You make a deal with God kind of thing?
I guess.
Is that what bargaining is?
I guess.
What is bargaining?
She's like pleading with a higher power or something. Like, I'll do anything to get that person back. I'll be there next. I'll be begging you to stay. The bargaining slash begging phase. And then I move on to depression.
Yeah.
Is that it?
And then acceptance.
And then
yeah,
acceptance.
I'm ahead of you. I'm at depression right now.
You're already at depression. I'm still, I just got to anger. Mm-hmm. Like a little bit bitter about it. I mean, it's great. And I support you 100%, but also, you
fuck
bitch.
Me.
Yeah, fuck you.
Well,
bitch.
No, I mean, look, this is the way I look at this. It's like, and I used to think this about Hooman. The guy got more experience than anyone could hope to get on this show. Why didn't he go get a show? And he never did.
He's got a show now. He's got a podcast, but he's, you know, got a rich guy on his podcast. It's Hooman and the Rich Guy is the name of it.
Hooman and the Rich Guy.
I actually don't know what it's called. I think it's called Hooman Reviews Movies with a Rich Guy.
Oh, they're movie reviews?
Yeah, they are.
It's for Fandor, right?
Yeah, it's more about
films.
Why
don't you just say the name of it?
It's for Fandor. It's called Fandor.
Oh, it's just called the Fandor podcast?
It's a Fandor Film Festival.
That's Chris's
podcast.
Thing.
Yeah.
Well, Chris also wants to be a broadcaster, so they do it together.
Chris does everything. That guy's trying to do, like, you know, politics and hanging with celebrities. And
yeah, he's amazing. Well, how does he do it?
When you're filthy rich, what it was, he was absolutely cashed in by 35, right?
I don't know, but young. He's still much younger than we are. I think he's, like, in his early 40s.
Yeah. No, he's in his 50s.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Was that the birthday party I threw for him? I don't remember how old he was.
Oh, yeah,
I don't remember how old he was either.
You threw him a birthday party and you're asking us?
Remember Hooman forced me to throw him a
birthday
party? Yeah,
he could have been 50.
Party?
I'm not sure.
And then
exactly.
They all fucking split. Hooman's like, okay, the after party. Oh, Sarah, you don't need to know about that. That's what we're all going to. I'm like.
No, he invited you. And you're like, what are you talking about? Why?
He invited me 1.5 hour after he got there. He shows up late. I'm entertaining all his friends.
It was all his friends.
And then he shows up and he's like, all right, guys, I got the after party's happening. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You're welcome. Goodbye. Have a nice night. 8:30, they were out of there. I'm like,
oh my God, really?
Hooman. I'm in anger with him, too.
Yeah.
I saw him.
No, you're not. That. You've let him do that to you 100 million times.
I'm
and every
a lot
time.
Closer to anger.
You go, all right, well, that's
no.
That's my guy.
I'll tell you something.
You
I used to be a lot more. I would take anything from
tall.
But you know this, Bryn. We've had these conversations. I believe it or not, I think I've found the end of the line with Hooman.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like you've said that before.
Please.
Mm. Well, he said some things last time he was over for dinner, and I went, I don't think we're going to match anymore.
Oh, yeah. There are some of those things.
Oh, what are those things? What do you mean?
It's not
just
fair.
His thoughts on things. I mean, we've always had differences of opinions on some stuff.
Was this God
right
stuff?
About that.
No, the God stuff, I'm like, think whatever you want.
Yeah, I think we can talk about this off the air. You know, we don't want to.
We don't. You know, I don't even want to. It's funny because, I mean, I still consider him
a friend,
a good friend. The end.
But you're not going to make out with him anymore,
right? Okay. My making out with Hooman days are over.
Oh,
right.
Boy, you better change the stance on that one thing then.
What?
Maybe. Oh, what's this about?
So he can get some play. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he needs to change his stance so he can get some play with
Sarah,
me.
Yeah. He loves your ass.
I'll tell you something. He does need to change his stance on some things. But that's not going to translate into more play for Hooman.
Oh, you say that now, Sarah. To your making
and
out
I
with
will,
him again.
Oh, my God. Long, I never made out with him.
Yeah, you did. I was actually there.
No. You were down at the bottom of a bottle.
No,
because there was
I was
no
there.
Making out.
We were. I know where we were.
First of all, there was no making out.
Yeah. Like, God.
Oh, you're insane.
You're insane.
You're insane.
You're insane.
So,
you're insane.
You're insane.
If like Hooman, if she's not gonna make out with Hooman, then I feel like the chances of her making out with V Hale are very high.
She made out with Hooman. Like, what are you talking
what
about?
What the fuck are you talking
about? No,
I'm
saying like You know, since Hooman's not around anymore, and then there's V Hale, like, to make out with, you know?
I don't need someone to make out with.
It sounds like you do.
What it comes down to.
Yeah, Hooman's listen
gone.
To you.
I understand. Oh, my God. Listen to you. You're the one who's always like, did you know that Hooman had a 4-day boner?
Dude, he did have a 4-day boner.
See?
That was fucking weird.
See, she does it again. See?
Listen.
Listen, no. I don't want to listen.
Possible?
Well, he had priapism. We all flew to Mexico the whole show. He must have done something.
Yeah.
And he didn't go seek medical. I mean, I'm telling 6 hours in, wouldn't you be like, I really feel like I should have someone take a look at this.
Well, he's the guy who shit his shorts in Hawaii and walked around with a fucking shit stain in his shorts.
I don't think he had a shit stain.
What are you talking about?
On something
it wasn't shit. It was coffee.
I don't know if it was coffee either.
From his enemas,
dirt
then.
Or something.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, boy.
From his bohole.
Was he still the bohole? Was he still doing coffee enemas when we were in Hawaii together?
That was the peak time. Yeah, he stopped doing it at the end, but Hawaii was early days.
Wow, what year
I mean,
you
I was
there?
With Christina, but it was still early
Hawaii
days.
Did
you have
tripping.
A kid together?
Hawaii?
No.
Hawaii was 2012. I know
oh, wow.
That.
Oh, because that's when you
high
started.
That year.
By the way, it got past us, but Bryn's 12-year anniversary with the station was last week.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
What?
Yay, Bryn.
How do you know that?
Because you sent me the email about it.
Oh, is it in
the monthly roundup. Yeah, the monthly
roundup. Oh, I didn't get that
email. Oh, no shit. I didn't fucking
read
that.
Oh, I thought that's why you sent it to me.
I didn't get that email.
I just see things that I'm like, oh, Sarah and Vinny should see this. I kind of skimmed it.
Well, I actually read those things, and I was like, oh, congratulations. I sent it back to you. I said, oh, congratulations.
I thought that was total sarcasm.
No, it wasn't. I guess you must have been an intern for a while and then done some work for the station.
I started in 2009. And then, you know, 3 years later, I got on the air with you guys. That's
yeah.
What it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the Hawaii trip was your test.
Mm-hmm, it was.
Yeah. Like, can he handle this? Can he pull it off? Because we had to do the live broadcast
and
the
secret
shows
and
stuff. That was crazy.
That
was good. How do we get on the Hawaii? Because Hooman had priapism for 4 days in Mexico.
And you're always bragging about it. Nobody gets a 4-day boner like Hooman does.
What was it, a big dick or what?
I don't know. I didn't see it, but it was popping out the front of his shorts the whole time. It wasn't unnoticeable. It looked like a regular sized dick from what I could see.
What is regular size? Like 5 inches?
5-6 inches. Okay. 6-7, 5-6, 7.
You think he had a 7-incher?
I don't know, but he has.
Had a 7-incher, huh?
Could have. I don't know. I doubt it.
Are your lips quivering right now?
They're not. They're the opposite of quivering. They're actually going.
Is that why you're holding your mouth together with your hands?
This is what my lips are doing now.
Whatever. Let's get off Hooman for crying out loud. Do we have any bad advice or what?
We have tons of them.
Oh, great.
Is there one that you want me to get to in particular? Because I've just been starting at the top.
Just start at the top. It's fine.
That's okay with
everybody them? Needs to get their advice.
Because sometimes people are like, I sent one a month ago and you haven't gotten to it. I'm like, oops.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Start at the bottom.
We'll get
will
there.
We, though?
They we keep
piling
sure.
on
Why
top.
Why don't we start at the oldest one, then?
All right, I'll go to the oldest one.
Oh, yeah, start at the bottom. There you go. Bryn.
Well, I have one from December 14th.
Okay, let's do
it's
that
It's called
one.
The Grinch, though. That sounds like a Christmas theme.
Yeah,
one.
It probably is. Yeah.
Should I just get that off my plate?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You call.
I'm a Grinch. Well, I don't hate the holidays, but I don't feel all wet down there during Christmas time. I don't care much for presents, and I don't like telling kids lies on who brings presents. Hopefully there's no children listening now.
There shouldn't be.
So there's that. Not a big deal. Thanks for the advice. Problem solved. Except for my wife. She loves Christmas. She wants it to be super special for the kids. 2 daughters, 7 and 5. That is their time. Mm-hmm. And full of presents to highlight the magical spirit, I guess. Mm-hmm. So here are my two questions. One, do I need to fake my enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Before someone says yes, and if someone did, well, fuck off.
Well, fuck you.
Let me explain a couple things.
Wow, look at you two go.
I come from a family that didn't celebrate much. I would usually get just one gift between Christmas and my birthday, which is at the beginning of November. Mm-hmm. Probably because of that, I don't care much about it, but it's not like I have a standing bitch face for the whole month of December. Standing bitch face. I just don't give any fucks about how well decorated the front door is. And when we spend 6 hours decorating the Christmas tree, I participate. I just don't wag my tail while I'm doing it. And another aspect, when my younger daughter asked me if she and her friends can be transformed into princesses and rats and chauffeurs and frogs and princes, I told them, no, that type of magic doesn't exist, at least for us. I kept it cool, right? So then my older daughter asked, what about Santa? Does that magic exist? And I said, yes, of course. See, I'm not the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. But I must have not looked convinced because she continued, Dad, look me in the eyes. Is Santa real? To that I replied, sure it is, and went to a different room.
He's purposefully...
Yeah.
Sure it is. So back to question number one. Do I need to have an erection every time I hear a Christmas song, or can I be myself and be glad you all are loving it, even if I don't? Part two. Do we really need a dozen presents each? This probably disturbs me more. Sure, it might have to do with the way I was brought up by stingy parents, but honestly, as a grown-up, it hurts me to see how much waste we produce. Is Christmas less magical if our kids, who have all they need and who look at most toys the moment they open the box and then never pick them up again, is it less magical if they only get 15 presents to open instead of 20? Because this is the thing. They get 4 presents. They get presents from 4 grandparents, 2 great-grandparents, 3 aunts and uncles, and a good number of friends. Easily 15. Then I would buy a big one for each, and that's it. But my wife thinks I don't love my kids if I don't personally give them at least 3, possibly 5, even more, often more presents. And I really think the environment would benefit from it. Sure, you could recycle toys, but we rarely do in the end. Mm. So, guys, ladies, Sarah, let me have it. And if you agree with my wife, oh, just fuck off. P.S. Sarah, is the font big enough? It is. Thank you. Yeah, I think that you do have to fake a little enthusiasm when you have daughters. And you might find that if you allow yourself to open up to the holidays and enjoy them with and watch the joy, and you might find yourself enjoying it. Too many presents? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Way too many presents.
Mm-hmm.
I used to actually get verklempt over the amount of waste because everyone does send presents. They get a present from everyone.
Right.
And then they get some big thing from you, and then John would go out at the last minute and get them all these little tchotchkes and stuff. John just likes to have a million things to open.
That's fun for the kids.
Yeah, opening stuff. But they actually, there was one Christmas where, like, we stopped opening presents after a while. I'm like, enough of this. Let's take a break.
Oh.
It's too much. Oh. We'll come back. Let's go outside and play.
Or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in a few hours, we'll open the rest of these things. Hmm. Jesus. Gets a lot. I can be a little bah humbug with the holidays.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like we've got everything we need.
That's true.
And yeah, my kids are
grown up
now.
That's not even close to the point, and you know it.
I know. Well, yeah, what do you think about this guy?
So look, I'm with you in that there's a ton of waste, and it sucks. And so what I try to do is, after all of the toys have been given, and you see what will be used or where there's doubles or whatever, give them to a family that doesn't have toys and doesn't have money and can use the stuff that you aren't going to. So it doesn't go to waste. So it's not all a just total loss.
Right. You could even keep them packaged. And if they don't ask for it to be opened, you can give it to Toys for Tots.
So you can pass that stuff on. Honestly, having kids late in life, I truly did feel like Christmas was a burden as a single adult.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was a pain in my butt. I don't want stores closed. I don't want a deal. I'm just trying to do my show every day, and then I want to die. Like, I kind of had that mentality. Like, fuck, everything's in my way and making it more difficult to just do what I want to do, which is our morning show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I had kids, and honestly, I'm all in. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I went all in and you haven't. I don't know why it hasn't turned for you. But here's the deal. Like, it's only going to be magic for a few more years, dude.
Yep.
And then it's
trying
not.
To enjoy it now. Mm. And then it's going to be socks and underwear and t-shirts and, you know,
and they'll
dinner.
Be, yeah, and there'll be less waste and there'll be less of a fuss. But also, and look, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to hazard this guess from here, where I don't know where he is, but from wherever mm-hmm. I am, from looking at you through a telescope, you know, all the way out there, wherever you are. Your wife does all this shit, dude. You're not doing any of it. What are you fucking whining about? What the fuck? So you're
She's
being asked
it.
To put a smile on your face so the kids see that this is a cool time of year and dad's
lie.
Not a fucking Scrooge. Meanwhile, your wife is probably grinding herself to smithereens to put all this shit together and you're tripping on it? Mm. Like, that's what's happening at my house. My wife goes, ding, 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 ding. My wife goes out in the front yard and competes with the neighbors and puts on a shit show for everybody. And I don't mean just for our kids. I mean the neighborhood and neighborhoods beyond right. roll through our neighborhood.
Did she win this year?
No, she's never going to win. Oh. But she's really trying to keep up sure. and create that, you know, vibe.
So that the whole street is participating. You don't want to be the dark house on the street.
Look, personally, I don't think it's necessary to go as far as she has. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. put a couple things out. You're really going over the top. Mm-hmm. But she's keeping that, what I just said, which is these girls are going to be done with Christmas soon enough.
Yep.
And then they're going to be too cool for it. And it's going to be, I want makeup. Bras,
a new
shoes,
iPhone,
whatever, and that's gonna be that. There's not gonna
and
be
time
that
time by myself.
Yeah, and leave. And I, you know what? I want to spend the night at someone else's house. Yeah.
Right? Can I sleep over someone else's house on Christmas Eve? No.
What?
It's like the one time a year we're all like family.
Their name is Christopher. I mean Christina.
So I'm just saying, look, figure it out, pull it together. You yeah. do it at work all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, at work when they're like, hey, does everyone want to go to that one meeting? And everyone goes, okay. Like, fucking do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Find a way.
Yeah. Find it in yourself to not also spoil the Santa thing, too.
Well, it sounds like he's purposefully getting
Dad,
that.
Look me in
that
the eye.
Shit smile. Like, no. Like, mm-hmm. come yeah. on.
Can we all be princesses?
You
no,
act
magic
better.
Like that doesn't exist yeah. for you.
Yeah. You act better at work all the time, and you yeah. know you do. So stop.
Make the effort for your family.
Right.
Grinch. You are a Grinch.
Yep.
Yeah. And if yeah. you're wondering, I didn't grow up religious or, you know, we were in the ghetto, so we didn't have Christmas. And we did get presents. One time we got a Nintendo. My dad returned it. So that fucking sucked.
Oh, Dad.
God, yeah. What?
Were all the kids holding his legs as he walked out the door with the
no,
thing?
We got
like,
to,
no,
we got to open it. We opened it and played it one night. And the next morning, he packed it back up and went and returned it. The next morning.
Oh, your fucking dad's a monster.
Well, you know, we
did
were not religious.
Did he buy it for you?
No, it was a gift from his friend. We didn't even celebrate Christmas.
So he went and got the money?
I think it was like store credit or something.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He was just like, you guys aren't playing video games. My point is, though, I never cared about Christmas until I had kids. And, yeah. and seeing the joy in their eyes and living
right.
it through them is
yeah,
what it's
try
about.
To like put yourself in there. And look, so he's saying he had... There was stinginess at Christmas. There was the one gift thing. And that does, that is, don't be, you didn't like that. You obviously didn't like it. You know, here you are whining about it. So make it freaking magic for your kids.
Look, all joking aside, I totally know what this guy's talking about. I've struggled with the whole, should we really be?
La 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 la.
But, in the end, Christmas is celebrated around the world and Santa continues because Santa's magic. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's short-lived.
Yeah. And when your girls are teenagers, you're going to be like, remember how cute you were when you believed in magical things?
Right.
Because they're going to be bitches. It happens.
Well, I really hope that doesn't happen. I don't want to.
I hope it doesn't happen to this guy either.
Already working on my last nerve, that kid.
Boy.
Oh.
I'm boring.
That kid.
What can you do with me now?
Kids, look,
it is a really, really short window. It does take some effort, but do not steal the magic, people. Where are we at for time? I know there's a whole new time thing.
We've got 8 minutes.
Oh, let's do another.
We'll do another one.
Love
oh, that's nice that I got the Grinch has been sitting in there
that
for,
was fun.
For 4 or 5
Excellent.
Months.
He told me to fuck off. Fuck
I
you.
I totally get that guy's deal, but you just got to, come on. come on. And frankly, I
should I do the new one I was going to do? No, that's kind of old. I mean, it's kind of long, is what I meant to say.
Oh, that's okay. We'll just
long. Let's go for a. Let's. I'll go down the bottom again. I'm going to do all family right. drama from March 18th.
Okay.
I have a family bad advice question. It's not sexy or fun. Here we go. My sister and I have not seen our father in over 4 years. Uh-oh, this really
How's
doesn't
that
sound
happen?
Good.
Uh-oh. How the fuck does some guy just turn that off?
My sister is married with three kids. The youngest one my father has never met. He is now four and literally almost died from RSV when he was 13 months old. Respiratory, what is RSV? Someone look that up.
RSV.
I got it.
He was in the...
Respiratory, I can't say that word.
I can't see it.
Oh, well, Bryn's not going to be able to help you. Are you kidding me? Almanic.
RSV.
Syncytial virus. I'm a doctor now.
Syncytial?
Yeah.
Respiratory syncytial virus. Okay, that's terrible. The kid almost died.
Okay.
He was in the ICU for 27 days. I'm currently pregnant with twins. We have had an off and on relationship with our dad for years. Hold on, I'm going to make the font bigger on this. I literally can't read it.
Literally.
I can't read it. And I also can't highlight it. Come on. Cut all this out. Okay. So we've had an on and off relationship with years, blah, blah, blah. I'm pregnant with twins at 40. It was planned and wanted. These are our first kids and our only. Let me tell you, being pregnant is not fun. My dad's been married twice since my mother. His second wife was a bitch, hated me, kicked me out of the house my senior year of high school. But her one thing was she was good at having him have a relationship with my sister's kid. So she sort of insisted that he see his grandkid. His current wife does not have kids and does not like them. They've been married for 8 years and does not have or want a relationship with us or the kids. My last conversation with my dad ended with me crying and him hanging up the phone on me. A week later, I emailed him with my feelings because clearly we can't on the phone, and he never responded. 4 years ago. Yikes. A little background. They live in the desert in Yuma. My dad married his current wife in 2014, I think. We were told after the fact they got married. We were not invited to attend. My grandma, aunt, and cousin all on his side live in Scottsdale, and I try and go down a couple times a year. We went last May. I told him over a month in advance we would be there. He has not met my fiance, and he said, I can't make it. He was supposed to come up here before COVID and canceled his trip three times. So this guy is cutting you out of his life. Let's see here. My mother is amazing. My stepdad's great. They've been married for just shy of 30 years. My mom is coming to stay with us for 2 months after the twins come to help out. Twins are probably already here.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Congrats. My question is, how would you handle all this? There's a lot more, but for the sake of time, I'm trying to keep it simple. I want them in our lives and to have a relationship with our children, but I can't handle the off and on and not talking for months or seeing for years. I think that's fair. I don't think that's fair for us or the kids. Any advice is appreciated.
It's not fair.
Yeah, it's not. This guy is allows himself to be poisoned by the people he's with, and I don't see any need for you to make any more effort to. You've done it. You've made your effort. Now it's time for you to concentrate on your family and make sure that his behavior doesn't continue into the generations that follow him.
Mm.
I say enough of this guy. You tried.
Yeah.
Although you've become an adult, he's the dad and was the grown up first and had already fucked you off.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I would never try to twist anyone's arm into spending time with me. I can tell you right now, if I ended up divorced, and I don't think I'm going to, but if I did, I would never in 100 million years, no matter how hot she was and great at blowjobs or whatever, I would never in a million years remarry someone who didn't love and want to be around my kids. Like, this guy has completely moved on from you in a way that I can't get my head around,
right?
Or my heart around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he's able to. You hang up in tears and then you write him an email and he ignores all of that. Something, and I don't know, I'm not trying to excuse him, but something's broken in that dude.
Yes.
And so my advice.
I agree with that completely.
My advice is to move on entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? if and when the kids are old enough that to say, where's grandpa? You can explain that we don't have a relationship with grandpa.
Or their grandpa is your mom's new, your stepdad, who mm-hmm. you say is great.
However you want to do it.
Is, that's grandpa.
There you go. But mm-hmm. but you don't need to keep trying to force something to happen when you're gonna, you know where that
You've
where
done
that
what
ends?
You can.
You're always gonna, it's always gonna end with you in tears.
Yeah.
Always.
And you feeling bad about yourself and wondering what's wrong in you that he doesn't want to see you. It isn't what's wrong in you. It's what's wrong in him.
That dude's broken.
He's the bad guy here.
And I know there are.
And you've tried, and that's that.
There are generational issues there too. And I know that, you know, he's like, well, my wife doesn't like kids, but he shouldn't have been with. He was already neglecting you before that came down, right?
Yes.
So it's just, it's something's broken in that dude. And you're not going to fix it.
At least his first wife, or I should say his first wife after their mother, was like, you got to have a relationship with your kids.
Right.
You need to see these kids. But then he either didn't care enough to fight this lady, or he just didn't care. And that's not your fault, or your sister's fault, or your kid's fault. It's him.
I don't know how a parent gets there.
I don't either.
And I often think, you know, because I'm alcoholic, I do know that there are alcoholics out there who they leave families behind, move to a new city, and start the whole fucking routine over again. Drinking, marry, have kids, chaos ensues, and they just move to the next city and start over again. It's just, but that's what I think of. When I think of someone who's so detached, it's someone who's suffering from alcoholism or drug addiction or whatever.
Or whatever broken thing
is
whatever's in this guy.
I can't even hazard a guess. It doesn't sound like that's his issue, so I don't know what that could be.
That is awful, though, and I would like to say that I feel your pain. There is a looming presence in a father. You know, he was there when you were little and raised you up. And it sounds like you were a little older when him and your mom divorced. I'm terribly sorry for your loss, but I really think that sometimes you have to chalk things up mm-hmm. as losses. Even though the guy's still around, he is just unconcerned.
Whatever his issues are, those are his issues.
Yep.
And you have two daughters or two kids to take care of, the twins to
the
take
twins,
care of now.
Yeah, we don't know the sexes.
You have to really focus on that.
Don't
because they're
going to
take every
yes
they're time bandits and they're going to take every minute of your time, every second.
And
you're
we only
go,
know that from having them one at a time,
right?
Like, we can't even begin to wrap our minds around twins.
You're gonna be like, ah, finally I can just go poop.
Mom,
can I just poop? But mom. The answer is no, you can't just poop.
Right.
Like, that's coming for you.
I lit the couch on fire. You can't just poop. Oh, God. The house burns down around you. And you flush. All right. Have a great day, you guys. Send more. I'll try and maybe I'll just start at the bottom and go up, and so people get pushed down in line.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes Bryn writes such enticing subject lines. Oh, I'm like, oh,
Bryn's writing.
Oh,
he's known for that, isn't he?
Bryn's a writer.
Four words describing the email.
Funny, though. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I guess I got to get to that one. All right. Have a great day. Send your emails to Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
The end.